Hello, I'm Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey is here with me to present part two of the weekly edition. We'll read Information Desk and then follow that with two more sets of news items from the evening news and a second feature, this one about Norwich author DJ Taylor. So we'll start part two as usual, and here is Mike to introduce that.
Hello. Perhaps something we can mention here, before one or two messages from our team, is that we still have some smart speakers available to lend to you if you fancy changing the way you listen to us. They come with instructions and a visit to start you off. Now, on with what is happening, in particular, at Vision Norfolk. Thank you, Mrs. Moira Springall, for all the stamps. We will add them to the collection for Vision Norfolk. Thank you very much, Mrs. Joyce Springall, for your kind donation. We will add it to our funds to continue to produce and send out the Chatterbox recordings. It's very much appreciated. Thank you, Mr. Michael Boyle, for returning your player and for your kind words about Chatterbox. We're glad you enjoy the recordings. Miss Helen Moffat, do not worry about returning the wallet without a memory stick. Things have been a bit confused here since the post office lost and found some of our wallets. We hope all is back to normal now. However, Mrs. Virginia Weekly, we are sorry that you did not receive the 7th of August recording, and it will be put in this week's wallet, so you will have two memory sticks in this one. Again, we do not know why this happened, as a memory stick was sent out that week. In theory, all our post, as Articles for the Blind, goes first class, but, as I said, we have had problems in the past. If it happens again, please get in touch. Also, thank you for your kind words about Chatterbox. We have had notification of the reopening of the post office in Prince of Wales Road, Norwich, but in different premises to the old post office. The new one will be opened on the 8th of October at 1 p.m. and will be at 83 Prince of Wales Road. The opening times will then be from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith at visionnorfolk.org.
On Monday the 3rd of September, Vision Norfolk, in conjunction with Optelec Low Vision, will be hosting a Vision Zone at the Forum in Norwich from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. All present will be representatives from Glaucoma UK, the Macular Society, Age UK Norwich, Chatterbox, Vocal Eyes, Norwich Library, Assist, the Virtual School, Orcam and local low vision aid supplier Cobalt. Vision Norfolk's photography group will also be displaying some of their photographs.
Introduction to Assistive Technology for Visual Impairments. Learn how accessibility settings can help you use your digital device to write emails, browse the internet, and make phone calls with ease. Sessions take place on the first Thursday of each month in the American Library Meeting Room at the Millennium Library from 10:30 to 12:30, and booking is not necessary. The next meeting is on Thursday, 4th of September.
Sailing with the Nancy Oldfield Trust. A minibus leaves the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £20 for sailing, payable to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, but there is no charge for the minibus. Please note that all dates are a Thursday. Contact Mark or Helen to book your place by Monday, the 1st of September, and note that places are limited and must be pre-booked. The next sailing is Thursday, the 4th of September.
The photography group. This group meets on the 1st and 3rd Fridays of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions, offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over tea or coffee, or outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are on Outdoor Friday the 5th of September and the indoor one on Friday the 19th of September.
Norwich Theatre Accessible Performance. Visually impaired audience members are invited to attend the enhanced performance of The Handlebards, Much Ado About Nothing, at Norwich Theatre Playhouse, 42 to 45, St George's Street, on Wednesday the 17th of September. In partnership with Extant, the UK's leading professional performing arts company of visually impaired artists, Norwich Theatre and Handlebards, this performance will feature pre-show programme notes and a touch tour at 6 p.m, followed by the two-hour performance at 7:30. This is suitable for all visually impaired and blind audience members. Visually impaired access has been created for this show post-production, devised by an extant visually impaired facilitator. This is not audio description, but instead an enhanced way of providing access that has been tried and tested by Extant. Show information. The Handlebards are a four-strong troupe of actors who are spending the summer bringing environmentally sustainable Shakespeare to venues across the UK. Join the troupe at Norwich Theatre Playhouse for a bicycle-powered production of Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing like you've never seen before. In usual Handlebards style, expect riotous amounts of energy, a fair old whack of chaos and a great deal of laughter. Book your free touch tour tickets and performance tickets by calling the box office on 01603 63 0000 or via this web link, all in lowercase, all one word, norwichtheatre.org/what's-on/the-handlebards-much-ado-about-nothing.